This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
There you go. On this fine Friday morning. Good morning to you. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. Of course, getting you set for the weekend and getting you set for the next couple of weeks, which next week will involve us at spring training on Thursday and Friday. Next week will also be probably on Tuesday or Wednesday a Jalen Hurts-focused show where people will have a lot to say to me, and I look forward to that. We'll have some fun with that. Free agency's in 10 days. But let me get you set for the weekend right now with the Got a Door and Window. Window to the weekend, where you can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. What's on tap this weekend? Sixers games, Flyers. And you ready for this? Not much else. If there's ever a weekend, like, for instance, Got a Door and Window, winter of the weekend, to get some work done around the house, is the weekend.
Honey-do list weekend?
Yeah, right? I mean, James, wouldn't you say off the top of your head that this is probably one of the three or four or one most boring sports weekends of the sports calendar for a whole
100%.
Year?
100%.
Oh, Joe, come on. You've got the Sixers nationally televised game against the Warriors.
Oh, no.
Steph Curry's coming in having dropped 56 points on the Orlando Magic last night.
Go see the Hall of Famer. That I support. See the Hall of Famer. Yeah. But
it's, do you root for the Warriors if you're there tonight?
Well,
James, that is just mean.
No, I know we're kind of.
But I love the well.
Yeah, no, James, you bring up a good point.
I know
next
I do.
Next
yes.
week on a poll, are we back to, if you want a tank, are we back to saying,
come see the dream team members on the other squads?
Well, not just that. Is it back to, like, I'm not giving a cheer to Steph Curry when he shoots and makes a three, but do I prefer at the end of the game that his team beats my team?
Exactly.
We'll do that poll next week. Mm. But, man, even though people might say, yeah, I'd rather the Sixers lose, there's no pride in that. It's
well, and also,
brutal.
It's impossible to watch the game. Like, you're always,
yeah,
you want your guys to make your shots. You want to, you know, but, like, in theory, like, we probably should be rooting against them.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, it's just uncomfortable. All right, time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's get some calls in here right now. Talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
The second best Joe D. I think I would have Joe D. Camillus and Joe Douglas just slightly above Joe DeCamera.
Joe Douglas, though, he failed with the Jets.
But he found those players in 2017.
I know he
did.
Integral part.
Yeah.
But who would you say, Ed, is more consistent, Douglas or DeCamera? I mean, right?
I reluctantly admit, despite your debating proclivities, it has to be the camera.
Thank you, sir. All right, what do you got for us on the Fight and Phils?
I wanted to get Ruben's take. Is Ruben still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Morrow, how's it going?
I'm doing great.
I sort of just struggling with how to construct this lineup, and, you know, just based upon, you know, if you want to have your best on-base percentage guy hit leadoff, it would say Bryce Harper, right? Is that a total non-starter, or would you think he would consider doing that?
I think it's a non-starter. I think Bryce feels a lot more comfortable in probably the three-hole, maybe two. I think it's still something that Topper's working through. And I think you're going to see a variety of different lineups during the course of this spring to try to figure out for Topper what's the best way to go to try to create as many runs as possible.
And, Ed, part of that is you don't want Bryce hitting behind their worst hitter, because you do want him driving in runs. And if Rojas gets on base, you know, 28% of the time, that's no good.
Maybe put Bryce and Stott at nine. At least you can get on base ahead of Harper.
Yeah, but now you're burying who could be one of their, you know, one of their better hitters. So
he just gets less at bats over the course of the season.
Well, yeah, like I'm intrigued by the idea of hitting your best player the most, but I think to Ruben's point, you can mostly achieve that at two or come near achieving that at two, but not kind of kill his RBI potential and run.
Will he do it, though, Ruben? Because, like, he's been pretty weird about, like, I'm the three-hitter, you know? Like, do you think he will be willing to do it?
I don't think so. I don't think that he – and, again, I think it's a moot point because I don't think that's the most productive lineup that they have. I think the beauty of this lineup, though, is that they do have several guys that they can go to. It's not just Schwarber, and who's been very good, and he's been very productive in that slot, and it may end up being Schwarber again. Who knows? But I think Topper's, you know, at least – open-minded about, you know, moving some things around to see what works.
All right, Ed, give me an answer, bud, for a great introduction to a character in a movie or show.
When he drives up in his Volkswagen Beetle with the Rolls-Royce grill and wins that sprint coming out of the dorms, Willie Mays Hayes in Major League.
Oh, wow.
I already won the ticket.
Pretty good answer.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
You know, the Jaws answer is, it's like eating away at me. And I'm wondering if that's the most incredible answer given today, or if it's a non-answer.
Well, because you don't see Jaws there. You don't see him until he you know, kills Quint or whatever.
That introductory scene, it is hauntingly like, you see her swimming in the water, and there's that mystery.
I know.
That you have no idea what this thing is that just did that.
Look, I think it's Jaws versus Darth Vader.
It feels like such a massive answer.
I know.
Does it bother you that you don't see the character?
Yes.
Like, you don't see the shark then.
So what's our phrase?
Our
phrase is introduction of the character.
Yeah.
So
are we introduced to the shark that we did not even see?
Well,
I don't know.
With the music we were introduced.
I think the answer is yes, because she gets pulled down and kind of tugged, and then she's up again, and then she gets tugged down again. And
it's terrifying, but I had no idea what I was looking at.
I didn't know.
I wanted to see desperately what it was, and I didn't.
I don't know
that that's an intro.
No, I understand. All right, hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. We had four players that are all important for the Phils, and we said, of these four, who do you have the most confidence in? Now, let's all go on the record ourselves. Most confidence. Alphabetical order, they are... And, James, you take the first crack at it. Boehm, Castellanos, Stott, Trey Turner. Who do you have the most confidence
in? Your phone is 3 inches from your face right now.
I know. I took my glasses off.
But that doesn't make it good. That doesn't make sense.
It's how I can see. I cannot see here. I can see when I bring it in. All right, James, who do you have the most confidence in?
So this may seem like a surprising answer because he's been disappointing compared to what we expected, but Trey Turner's the best of those players. I expect Trey Turner to be the best of those players this year. I think he is head and shoulders the best player on that list. So I have the most confidence in Trey Turner.
Rhea, what about you?
I'm going to go with Bryson Stott because I think he's healthy.
Ruben?
No-brainer, Trey Turner.
Yeah, you're really big on him.
Dude, the man is
just the best player in that group.
I don't know about that.
He's hiding it well. He's hiding it well, Rube.
Yeah, I don't know, Rube. That's I'm not
as far as Ruben is. Like, I don't think he's the same player as he was when he, you know, was a true MVP candidate. But I think on that list, like, he is easily the best player on that list.
Enjoy him this year.
Okay. Devin, confidence, which one?
So I like Bryson Stott, but I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers here. I'm going to go Alec Bohm. He was an all-star. He was having a great season. I know he had a disappointing end, especially in the postseason, but I think he's going to want to. He has a chip on his shoulder from, you know, the trade talks and the way everything went down. So I think he's going to have a big bounce back year.
John, your vote?
I sure hope it's Trey Turner. That would be incredible if he had the kind of season he's capable of.
He's got the
of.
Most upside.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
But I do. My gut says that Bryson Stott, you know, healthy Bryson Stott. Yeah. Not capable to make up for the last season. It was not him.
All right, we're all over the place because I'm also Bohm. The one person here that did not get a vote is Castellanos amongst the six of us. John, how do you think people voted? We got thousands of votes. Bohm, Casty, Stott, Turner.
Jeez.
Your phone really is close to your face.
I know. That's where I can
see. It's way too close. And he excuses,
and like
he excuses it like, yeah, I took my glasses off. It's okay. No, it's not okay.
It's what my eyes. There's a lot of people with bad
well,
eyes.
You need to go get that address,
no, I'm just
man.
Taking the glasses
you
off
can't
for a second.
See anything.
I have glasses. I'm just taking them off for a second.
Magoo?
Well, you know. I like to think of myself as Harry Carey, but, you know. All right, John.
It's so hard to. I'm going to say Stott wins.
He does.
Good poll, John.
Wow. And that was just a guess.
36% Stott, 30% Trey, a tie for Bohm and Castellanos at 17%. So the fan base is very split. Okay, same question except for least confidence. Okay, I will start. My least confidence is by far Castellanos.
Same.
He's a year older. He is, at his worst, he's the worst, I believe. And I think a lot of people got confused by him finishing strong and thinking he had a good year last year, which he...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Really did not.
We've seen the worst of Nick Castellanos with the swing in at everything, and I think that sticks in everyone's craw a little bit.
All right, well, which would you say, John?
I think that picture sticks in everyone's
mind.
What
about your personal opinion?
It's Nick Castellanos.
All right, Devin,
no faith.
Lee's confidence.
At times.
Trey Turner.
Okay, Ruben, Lee's confidence.
I don't like answering this question, but I'll say Casty just because age. But I think he's going to be a productive player. I think they're all had a chance to be extremely productive.
Well, they're all supposed to be good. That's
they
the thing.
Are yeah. good. They are good.
Well, they just, sometimes they don't they're
have,
not.
But sometimes, but not every player has a great year every year. Just doesn't happen.
Fair enough. Ray, at least confidence these four.
Trey Turner.
All right.
Glad I'm not alone there.
That's interesting. Okay, so John, who do you think won the poll?
Nick Castellanos.
Trey Turner.
Hmm.
Wow.
So Trey Turner finished in second place for most confidence and in first place, or put another way, last place.
It's a pretty even split, though, right, least for least confident?
So 30%, yeah, it's all over the place. So 30% say Trey Turner, least confidence in him. 28% say Castellanos. 27% say Bohm. And 15% say Bryson Stott.
So Stott's the only one that people believe in, it seems like, unequivocally for the most part.
That's wild. All right. With that said, John Stegner.
He just tried to take his phone away from his face.
I don't know what I have.
The funniest part about that is Stott was easily the worst of those four last year. Like easily. Like
who was
offensively? Of course. Yeah. He was easily Stott was easily the worst hitter of those four last year, and he's the one. Yeah.
I think it's because we have like a definitive reason as to why his offense wasn't good last season. Now with his elbow injury, so people kind of. Yeah. Like where the other guys, it's we don't have an explanation for why they kind of fell.
And I agree with that. And also, I'll say this: I think his defense is about 30 to 40 batting average points better than Trey Turner's.
Yeah,
like I see Stott as an excellent defensive shortstop, and I see Trey as a bad defensive short. I mean, second baseman.
Yeah, liability at times.
Like I mean, I think it's a big difference. And so when I answer poll
is
like this, I'm not talking about just offense. I mean, I think.
Is he that bad defensively?
Trey or Stott?
Trey.
Trey is below average.
I think at times we attribute worse defense to him because we get so frustrated with his offense.
I think he's a below average shortstop.
I think so too. But how bad is it? Well, is it as bad as the offense makes me make it feel?
He's not Rhys Hoskins at first base, but he's not good.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
James, who was the worst Phillies defensive player ever?
Kyle Schwarber in left field. Rhys Hoskins in left field is the worst thing I've ever seen. That was the worst.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it first.
No, he had a year out.
Rhys Hoskins in left field is the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was unfair for him to do that.
I agree, but it's the worst Phillies defensive player I've ever seen.
Terrible decision.
That was bad.
When Alec Boehm and Rhys Hoskins were at first and third, my favorite thing was when Ray Didinger used to refer to them as the corner butchers.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yes. All right,
and it wasn't Rhys's fault.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's key points from the Sixers game once again. Even though they didn't play last night, somehow they lost again. Back to you guys at the morning show.
This guy's pretty good, man. I like it.
Yo, John, is Joe rocking the poofy hairstyle today? And if he is, does he look delicious?
Delicious.
John, how do I look?
It's not as poofy today.
It's still kind of poofy.
But more poofy than it had been previously. Yeah. Not as poofy as earlier in the week.
I like that delicious has carried a little
Me
weight.
Too. It has. Me too.
And it is not delicious, whether poofy or not. It is never delicious.
Yeah, Joe, I agree. There's way too many advertisements on Facebook. But let me tell you something. It is nothing compared to what I deal with my MySpace page.
Oh. I see what you did. I see the
Took
shot.
Took you a second there, Joe.
It did take me about half a second. All right, not bad.
I heard a lot of complaints yesterday about the camera microwaving shrimp for breakfast at work. Sure, that's disgusting. But the hammer lays himself bare.
I lay myself bare.
Thank your lucky stars he isn't walking into that break room.
A few inches later.
With a full cantaloupe. Time's yours, Joey Bassett.
Oh, man.
I'm glad that people spoke up about that. It was gross, Joe.
Wait,
the
what
smell.
Was
your the smell in the room.
Thing.
The smell in the kitchen.
I didn't know.
The smell in
the
room.
Yeah, the afternoon show
I said
had some
something
fun with
about
it,
yeah. it, and you're like, yeah, deal with it, whatever.
No, Joe.
It stunk, man.
I didn't know
it
that.
Really stunk. And the people who came in after yeah. us, they're saying, what the hell happened in here? What died?
I did middays, 11 on Thursday, yeah. and I got accosted because of you, and I said, because I'm in the newsroom,
sure.
so I'm in a separate room. I said, he did what?
I didn't know.
You cannot.
You did know.
No, but
you
I didn't know.
You cannot
it
microwave fish at work.
I didn't know that.
Okay? It's a massive violation.
Okay. Yeah, Joe, you're right about those Facebook ads. And you know what ad popped up on Facebook? An ad for Tidy Whitey. And Ruben Amaro was the spokesperson. Time's yours.
I love how he couldn't even get through it. He's laughing as he said it.
I'm amazed.
Who was that?
I'm amazed, that. Ruben. I am amazed.
Remember those Tidy Whitey?
I'm bringing them back. I'm going to bring him back.
That's incredible.
The mustache
Why
came back.
Why not?
Why not the tidy whities?
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? The Dirk Diggler's back.
I turned the radio on, and Ruben Amaro were tidy whities at age 50? That's like somebody grabbing a water balloon in the middle.
Delicious.
That's awesome.
That's good, man.
It's awesome.
That's good. Hey, you know what? I'm not going
to. You were going to say something there,
no,
huh?
No, I'm not going to say it. And with that said, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, complaints. Hey, call 215-238-4500.
Emotionally and physically.
I'm far more interested in what Joe is about to say there.
I'll tell you off the air. Tell you off
the air.
Okay,
good.
All right. Devin, once again, thank you for this tremendous... memento of the Eagles Super Bowl.
So nice.
The confetti that fell on the ground, Devin brought some home.
She put it in a cute little jar and labeled it's got a ribbon on it.
She's on the field after the Eagles won the Super Bowl and she thought of us. Like that alone is like one of the nicest things anyone's ever done.
Let me go from a compliment to a criticism.
Oh, here we go.
Devin, Devin, thank you. John Ritchie, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
Rhea, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
James, what do you say to Devin for this?
Thank you.
Ruben Amaro.
Uh-oh.
What do you say to Devin for this?
Not thank you yet.
She didn't know he was here today.
Yes, I did, and I got you one.
And now I'm going to say thank you.
You say to camera.
Boom.
What do you say, Hammer?
I say Devin came through. Did we break up your stash? Was that going to someone else, and it's now been...
No. I knew Ruben was coming in, so I brought enough for everyone here.
Oh.
I have a few more. And
that's very nice.
Mine's a little bit more
special. James.
Very nice.
Special one.
Very, very nice.
It really is very sweet and kind and generous, and thank you.
This will go right on my bookshelf. It'll be good right there.
You won't be able to see it, but it'll go there.
Yeah. Well, I'll put the glasses back in this weekend. All right. We're turning too quickly. We're looking for the best introduction to a character ever. Movie or show, first scene with the character, great introduction moment, moving really fast. Scott and King of Prussia. Give me an answer, Scott.
Apollo to the entrance to the ring in Rocky.
Yeah, but it's not his entrance. It's not. Well, it is an introduction to a ring, but I get the technicality, but I don't. Dan in Williamstown. Dan, give me an answer.
I think Sergeant Donnie Donowitz, the bear Jew in Inglourious
Basterds. That's a great answer.
All right, we got you, Dan. All right, so is it as simple as choosing between Jaws and Darth Vader?
I actually think it's as simple as Darth Vader.
Is it? Like, Rhea, you haven't seen, you don't count. Devin?
I love it, I don't count.
Devin? I have seen it, despite what Richie thinks. I like Darth Vader.
I'm okay with it.
Vader. Over Jaws, John?
It's less ambiguous than Jaws.
Yes, it is less ambiguous.
I got Colonel Jessup, man, when he was being questioned.
No, but that's not
an introduction.
Well,
you had a good introduction, too. Yeah,
it was.
I eat breakfast.
I don't think that's his first scene.
Yes,
is it not?
I don't think so.
Does he meet
his
with
first scene
the,
is at breakfast in Guantanamo Bay.
Does he meet with Markham prior? Yeah, we might see him with Markham earlier. Yeah,
I think, yeah. Anyway, we got to move fast. John, is it Vader or Jaws?
I guess it's Vader.
Okay.
I need the visual. I got Vader.
Congratulations to our listener, John, who called earlier today. Hey.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.